the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also tweet right now. We're looking forward to that. At Joe and Alex Show. What discontinued item do you wish would come back? Glamour magazine, my all-time favorite magazine, is actually ending its their regular printing. It'll probably still be available online, but it's kind of a big deal that they're no longer going to do that. My wife has so many magazine subscriptions. I guess I wonder if that's going to be going away, because if it is, thank you, Jesus. But if not, why? Alex, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back? Maybe it was discontinued. It doesn't have to be a magazine. It could be anything or anybody, maybe.
First of all, it's the end of an era with no more printed glamour magazines. That's one of my favorite magazines to read. Like if I'm at a doctor's office, dentist's office, hair appointment, whatever. That's one of my favorite magazines of all time. Teen Vogue already discontinued their printable version. You can only follow Teen Vogue on Twitter and stuff now. So that's just crazy. I mean,
makes sense to me, though, with teenagers, that everything going away from actual printing.
Well, exactly. It's just sad. But I will say that I still am not over Chick-fil-A getting rid of their cinnamon cluster. It was like their cinnamon roll, cinnamon melt thing that they serve for breakfast only every morning from 6 to 10:30. And that was my absolute favorite menu item at Chick-fil-A, even more than the chicken nuggets. That says a lot.
Now,
that's how good this was.
You have a platform. Have you ever publicly stated that you want this back?
Never.
Then get on it right now. The time is yours. I'm sure somebody from Chick-fil-A is listening. Go.
I'm just telling you right now, if you have any power whatsoever in the offices and headquarters of Chick-fil-A, I would do anything to have this back.
How much did it mean to you, those cinnamon roll things? What did they do for you?
I mean, when they took this away, I seriously teared up a little bit. I remember the day going through the drive-thru.
God, I'm sorry.
I pulled up to the speaker and I said, "Do you have a cinnamon cluster?" And they said, "We're so sorry, ma'am. It's not our pleasure to announce that it's been discontinued."
Sorry.
Can I help light a flame?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm going to compare them to Taco Bell's Cinnaballs with the cream filling. Right?
No, they're not even close.
Well, that's supposed
to make you and them mad. Like, no, ours is better.
You're making it worse.
And then they bring it back.
You're making it worse.
Can I
in the wound.
Can I put your balls to the side real quick and those cinnamon things?
Yeah, go ahead. How about
this? Speaking of cinnamons, Burger King had them. You ever get those Cinny Minis? Oh, God, those are so good. The little miniature cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
probably
more similar to the cinnamon clusters at Chick-fil-A, because the cinnamon cluster is just mini cinnamon rolls together.
Yes. Either way, come on, bring it back. Obviously, it must not have been popular enough, but give it a second try. Liv the Web Girl, what would you like to have come back?
I would love for the show Next on MTV. That show was so lit. It was so fire. I mean, a person would literally next a guy just from the way that he like walked off a bus. So there would be like five guys on a bus. And then there would be like one girl that they're trying to date, and one at a time they would come out. And if she was having a good time, then she wouldn't even see who the rest is on the bus. Or she would like say, like, "Next, I don't want you." And at the end of the day, so if she decided like out of one of the five guys she wanted to like continue the date, they could either continue the date or take $100.
I just Googled right now, like, "Next," because you had to remind me where they all come off there. I found Alex's guy. This guy, his name is Kyle. He's 19, so obviously back in the day. Nicknamed Nugget, loves Hannah Montana, cries all the time. Those are, because they always give you like three fun facts. I just found your man.
And then Sarah on Twitter said she really misses the volcano taco from Taco Bell.
Ooh, I like the volcano taco, but sometimes the eruption when it was done was not worth trying to get that lava in your body.
I just looked up more people from Next. This girl named Ashley that was on the show, her little fun fact box that popped up said she collects Starburst wrappers, idolizes Bob Barker, and pooped in a box and mailed it to her ex-boyfriend.
Which also sounds like Alex. Pork chop, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back?
Does anyone remember the Hot Mess Burger from Jack in the Box?
No.
No, I've only been to Jack in the Box like twice.
Oh, it even had a song, "Hot Mess, Hot Mess." Oh, that burger was so good. I loved it. I wish it would come back.
I have never heard of that ever. Someone says they need to bring Kellogg's Yogos bits back. It looks like some kind of yogurt cereal. Yogurt fruity covered fruit flavored bits, or it's a snack.
Hold on,
maybe not a cereal, a snack.
I think I might have found the song for Pork Chop. What? As loud as I can get it. Our computer sucks.
That's the Jack in the Box burger song. Yeah, dude, I want one now. I don't care that it's this early in the morning.
Oh, it doesn't look that good. I gotta be honest. That does not look that appetizing.
You're tripping.
All right, for me, something that I'd love to see that kind of that's been just continued to come on back. It'll kill you, but it was a this is a middle school memory. It's a combination of two things. That would be Surge.
I think they did bring that back.
Temporarily, though. It's not back all the time, right? Like, I'm talking like, hey, put this on the shelves. Put this back on the fast food menu.
Yeah.
I want Surge, even though it'll rot your teeth out. And do you guys ever have Dunkaroos?
Oh!
Yes!
I'm bringing back my middle school days for me. Probably elementary for Alex and Liv. It was, oh.
Yeah, it was elementary.
I need it back.
I want McDonald's Monopoly to come back.
I've never won with McDonald's Monopoly. Like, if it comes back, I need to win something.
I'm pretty sure it's going on right now.
No. I was just there this morning.
The little stickers that peel off the cup.
Well, they haven't had it in like 2 years.
No, actually, they did have it this past year.
They had the little stickers that peel off the cup. Trust me, because my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, they're sitting in my car. I have them literally in my car right now.
I got one in my car, too.
No.
Can somebody tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and just say, Pork Chop, you're dumb. We'll know what it's about.
I've been looking for 2 years.
Guys, do you remember that story about the former cop who rigged McDonald's Monopoly
to win every prize?
I remember for 12 years. He won every prize for 12 years. It was a $24 million scheme.
Mm-hmm. That's why it was gone, Pork Chop.
Lauren Michelle on Twitter says, Burger King shake 'em up fries. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And also, McDonald's used to have the shake 'em.
Oh, the salad! My grandma got that all day. I got me a shake'em salad. My grandma, that was the early form of a shake weight, which was really weird for grandma to have in her hand.
Shauna says she wants Room Raiders to come back as well as next on MTV.
Okay, I don't mind recycling these old bits. We need to bring all these back. And what was that MTV show with Jenny McCarthy? It was a dating thing, too. Like, you had like either this option or that option, and then if you didn't have what she was looking for, the preference, and you moved on.
My mom blocked MTV as a kid.
Dude, I had it blocked too, off and on. And
then
my parents would forget to block it, when it was unblocked for like just a couple weeks period, that's when I would binge like Next and all that stuff so I could get my fix, because then I knew it was going to be going away soon, you know.
And then we ended up in radio. Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
MTV
Shout
blocked.
Out to the overprotective Christian moms out there who don't let you do anything. And now look what I'm doing. And my mom is always ashamed of everything I say on this stupid
Same
show.
Here.
Yeah, but another example of how parenting can go wrong. Look at Alex and producer Pork Chop.